This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
In the meantime, though, taking a look at some international headlines, Vietnam has released important economic data like inflation as well as its purchasing managers index next week. So we're taking stock of how the Vietnamese economy is doing. Now, on the whole, Vietnam's economy saw broad-based growth despite rising trade tensions and volatility in emerging economies. Last quarter, their GDP rose by 6.7% year on year.
Yeah, that number was about 6.8% in the quarter before. And the country is often touted to be one of the biggest beneficiaries of trade war between the US and China. So we're looking at imports from Vietnam to the US was up about 40% year on year in the first 4 months of 2019.
So on the line with us for an outlook of Vietnam is Pek Bun Sun, Chief ASEAN Economist at RHB Research Institute. Thank you for joining us, Pek. Now, CPI numbers for Vietnam are out on Monday, and consensus from a Bloomberg survey was 2.5% expected. Is that in line with your view?
Hi, morning. I think it's broadly in line with what I'm expecting. I'm looking at an inflation rate of 2.2%, almost the same rate as last month. I think this is partly because of a higher base effect of last year. And furthermore, if you look at the consumer spending trend in Vietnam, it has been softening in recent months that will reduce the pressure on demand pool inflation. And for the full year, we are expecting inflation to average around 3.4% this year, slightly lower than the 3.5% recorded in 2018. And with this relatively stable inflation, that suggests that the central bank of Vietnam may keep its key policy rate stable.
And Pek, Vietnam has been a beneficiary of the ongoing trade war, yep. But Trump is also threatening tariffs, right? Mm. So how do you expect this will play out for Vietnam's economic numbers for the rest of the year?
Precisely. I think if you look at the numbers itself, you know, you have just mentioned that the exports to U.S. Grew by close to 40%. In the first 5 months, we saw that the rate was around 36%. And it has caught the U.S. attention. And then subsequently, we read about the news that U.S. Would impose a tariff of as high as 456% on steel products, you know, imported from Vietnam. But if you read it carefully, you know, the tariffs were meant for steel products made from using Taiwan and South Korea's steel material as inputs. As U.S. believe that these two countries were diverting their steel products trade through Vietnam. And therefore, you know, if you look at it, both countries' steel products were subjected to higher tariff sometime in 2015 and 2016. So I believe it could also happen to Chinese goods export through Vietnam as well. And therefore, you have seen that, you know, Vietnam has actually stepped up its efforts to check this activity to ensure that it would not get into a trouble with the U.S. that would affect its overall economic activity in the second half as well as into next year.
And, you know, how about Vietnam's PMI data? Is it also slated to be, it's going to be released next week. What are your expectations?
I think if you look at in the past, industrial production index as a whole has been quite steady. But there is a moderating trend. So I suspect that the PMI data itself, which measure the sentiments on the ground, would also be trending slightly lower as we move forward.
So, Pek, the Vietnamese dong is under Trump's watch list for currency manipulation. Do you expect any further action from the U.S. on this? And what would be the rationale?
Yeah, I mean, together with Malaysia, you know, they were put under this watch as well. But if you look at it, it's always not easy to predict what Trump would do, you know. But I'm thinking that, you know, the U.S. may not take any action anytime soon because looking at the Vietnam, it is still a developing country. You know, the U.S. may want to give them more rooms to maneuver. And we know that Vietnam has devalued its currency several times in the past few years, but they have basically stopped it in the more recent 2 years in a move to adjust their current account deficit.
Thank you very much, Peck. And that was Peck Boon-Soon of RHB Institute. And you made an interesting point about the tariffs that that has been imposed on steel coming out of Vietnam, which is that they seem to be more targeted at the origin countries of that steel rather than at Vietnam in particular. So perhaps there is a little bit of room for Vietnam itself to maneuver on that front as well.
Yeah, specifically coming from South Korea as well as Taiwan, right?
Yeah, Vietnam is actually, it has been in a really sweet spot in the compared to the ASEAN economies. Even despite all these trade headwinds, right, they're expecting economic growth of 7.1% for this year. And that's really driven by the strong FDI inflow we saw into Vietnam for the last few years. Because actually the cost of doing business in China was high, elevated. So we did see businesses shift to Vietnam, actually. And now you're seeing the benefit of that flowing through their economy. The question is whether they can diversify their economy to move away just from manufacturing, but maybe to services as well.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.